And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
God, who is Allah? The only one Allah, okay? They're gonna kill him? They're gonna kill him. I don't care. My oldest one is killed, so I don't care. I don't care if my youngest one is gonna be killed today. So I want the world to hear this. And I don't care if I am gonna get killed too, okay? And I will say Allah. That's what I'm gonna say.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. Mama said.
Poor Obama mother. She's having a rough time in Russia. She said, "Whatever you do to my sons, I don't care. Allahu Akbar." Now, the other day when I was on the radio, in fact, Tuesday, April 23rd, my newsletter was headlined as follows: "I blame the terrorist mother for the Boston bombings." Now, why did I say that? Am I a misogynist? No. I'm a rationalist. And what I said was a little history lesson behind the Boston terrorists, and I said the mother is to blame for the way the sons turned out. And I asked the audience, who do you blame the most for this terror attack in Boston? Michael Savage asked his audience and then added, first, let's blame the mother. She named one of her sons after Tamerlane, the vicious Muslim-Mongol conqueror. He lived between 1336 and 1405, you see. He was a vicious beast who invaded India and other countries and killed thousands of people. He was notoriously cruel to Muslims and non-Muslims alike. He even built pyramids of human skulls in India. Then I asked, now, if you named your son Hitler, what would you expect him to grow up to be, an eye surgeon? But with the geldings that we have in the intelligence community, I doubt they asked the mother about this. Neither did the sad sack drug addicts in the media. They're emasculated geldings also. They have more sympathy for these killers than they do for the victims in Boston. Now, I'm not going to ask you a question. That's it. That's the whole statement. Boom. That's all. What more should I say to you? That's the truth. That's the savage truth. Now we go on to the next little story for you. See, I'm not going to talk about Obamacare. I'm not going to talk about the five presidents today because it's boring. No, I'm going to focus on the terrorist attacks that have occurred under Obama during his regime because he's Muslim-friendly. I didn't say he's a terrorist. Now, there's a very big difference in what I just said. It's not that he's a terror-loving president. Don't be confused about it. It's that he's Muslim-friendly. He's averse to any negative statements about Muslims. And so, therefore, the FBI has been mandated to look only at Southern Baptists and other Christians for their problem areas. Focused only on Southern Baptists. Boston was blown up. New York was almost blown up. The Fort Hood massacre occurred. Shall I go down the list? Because I have a whole list for you. Under this administration, we have had one terrorist attack after another because of the weakness of the government media complex. It's not just the Sarnoff brothers. It's not just the brothers Sarnoff. It's not them. It's because Obama and the entire liberal establishment is afraid to discriminate against Muslims. And so instead he discriminates against America. And he assumes Christians are the terrorists. It's no different than those on MSNBC who are just mouthpieces for the left-wing fanatics in the country, thinking that by catering to the fanatics they're going to be spared by the fanatics. They think that the third world loves them because they tell everyone they hate white people, even though they're all mainly white people. If you want to look at all of those terrorist events that have occurred under Obama, there are quite a few of them. There's a three-page list. And the list, the best list put together was by Ann Coulter in an article the other day. You could find it on Drudge, I'm pretty sure. And the list is pretty long. And it's because Obama is, I said it already. What more do I need to say? Here's another story for you from Norway. Muslims in Norway, the Muslims praise the Boston jihadis. You hear what happened to this ex-Viking nation, a nation of drug addicts and sad sacks? Norway, a nation of Vikings. Look what they've become. They've been invaded by Muslims who spit on them. Spit on them. Spit on them. And now the leader of the Prophet's Ummah in Norway, whatever that is, said this. He praised the killings in Boston. He said, the Islamic group Prophet's Ummah has repeatedly and publicly praised terrorist acts carried out abroad. Also, the terrorist attack in Boston on Monday is hailed by the leader of the extreme Norwegian group. On his Facebook page, Ubadiah Hussein writes, "To hell with Boston and the U.S., and may Allah destroy America." The leader of Prophet's Ummah has also posted pictures of the terrorists on their profile and calls the brothers a pair of real lions. So why is this happening? How could this be happening in an ex-Viking nation? Why? Because the past is not the present. There are no Vikings left in Norway. They're all gone. If you read the comments by people posted to this article, you'll see that most people who read it understand the danger we are in. Instead, you will find out that there are only there are almost no comments from Muslim leaders about these terrorist events, almost none. There's almost no comment from Middle Eastern leaders coming together and trying to get a grip on these fools. There's no comment from poor Norway about throwing this filth out of their country. There's no comment about the theocratic, fascistic, satanic ideology which drives him and his cohorts in their zeal to kill the infidel. And I will tell you that unless they are stopped, unless these types of people are deported from the West, you will be converted or you will be killed. This hatred for every other religion, this hatred for the non-Muslim, is certainly not a religion, is it? How could that be seen as a religion? It's a political ideology. And yet our moronic leadership, because there is no leadership, these are managers. These are nothing. They're dangerous ideological managers that we have in the West. Where's there a leader? Show me one leader in the West. Why is this man not arrested for a hate crime? Because if there were Norwegians who stood up as anti-Islamic protests, they'd be dragged screaming off the streets and prosecuted by these stupid left-wing progressives who've taken over not only Norway but the entire West. So it's like, let me go into another analogy because maybe I'm losing you. I'm a trained epidemiologist. I've studied epidemics. And it doesn't take a genius to understand what I'm about to say to you. You can even have gone to high school. That's all that matters is common sense. It's common sense. If your immune system is weak, you become infected with various and sundry organisms that are constantly hanging around in your body. They're called opportunistic infections. Right now, the Western nations have AIDS. That's right. All of the Western nations are suffering from a sort of political AIDS. Their immune systems have been destroyed, knocked down from a retrovirus within their own nation. The retrovirus is called liberalism. It took down their white cells, and so therefore the opportunistic infections have spread. The disease germs were always there, but they were contained by the white cells. And who were the white cells? Who were the macrophages? Why, they were the counterterrorism agents in the FBI who knew where the danger was. They were the people who worked around the clock to recognize the danger, contain the danger before it spread throughout the body politic. But do I have to finish the paragraph and tell you what's happened under Bush, after Bush, and now under Hussein Obama? Why it's happening? It's not that he's a terrorist or a terrorist-loving president. Don't be a fool. That's not what he is. I mean, the right-wing extremists will say that. I don't agree with it at all. I know that many people allege that he was put here by the Saudi Arabians, and he's an enemy within. You could have that. You don't need to go there to understand why this is happening in this country. It's because he is afraid to say one word about terrorists and their relationship to their fundamentals, which are their religion. Because unless you read the Quran itself, you're not going to understand anything. I know this is a risky business for me. I get it. I've been roundly condemned before for telling you the truth. I've been lied about by the British government. I'm the only member of the Western media banned from entering that fine country of patsies. They won't let me in, not for what I said, but for what I allegedly said, which I never said. It was good enough that I dared criticize Muslim bombers, that I dared criticize Muslim fanatics, that I dared ask what would happen if a Muslim nation got a nuclear bomb and they were our enemy, what would they do? So today I will ask you, how much more can we take of this? The Christian religion was once a religion of zealotry. The Jewish religion was once a religion of zealotry. Virtually every one of the major religions on the planet have gone through a reformation. where the hatred for others has been expunged from their holy books. There is one exception. And that in that exception, you will find a people around the world at war with their neighbors. What more do you need to know? A sane nation would say, no, Buster, not in my country. You're not going to bring in a holy book that has 140 references to killing the infidel. You're not going to preach that in a mosque in my country. Because otherwise, you're liable to produce, let's see, the Fort Hood massacre. Let's see, the Boston bombing. Shall I go back to all the other events that have been produced in America? Some cases, foreigners like Saudis. Whatever happened to that Saudi who went to the hospital with burnt hands? Forgot about him already? Interested in the goon with the tattoos on his neck who threw a basketball through a hoop last night? Are you? Well, you probably are. This is very painful stuff. This is hard stuff. I got to admit it. Like, if you go into psychotherapy, if he's a good therapist, he will say to you, this is going to be very hard work. A bad therapist will tell you, let's have fun together. You'll get nowhere with a therapist who has fun with you. Since you're, oh, it's going to be an enjoyable experience. You're going to be enlightened. No, my friends. Psychotherapy is a very difficult experience if you have a real therapist as opposed to the fakes that are being generated by the millions right now. Real psychotherapy requires really hard work. And just as listening to talk radio is the same thing. Easy listening. I can do easy listening. I could do FM Bob for you. I can spin records. I can spin the truth. I can not even refer to the truth. I can look the other way and say this, they're just innocent kids. They're playing with a chemistry set, and they're on their way to a high school, a college science class, and the chemistry sets blew up. What are you talking about? I'm surprised I haven't heard that from MSNBC, that it was a science project that was on. They were taking it to MIT to win a Nobel Prize, and it accidentally went off on the way. By the way, what's the MIT connection? Am I the only one left in the American media who keeps asking? Well, first of all, I was the first to ask, how are they supported? How are they living so high on the hog? Their mechanic reports they drove high-end cars. Sounds like they didn't do that on welfare. Somebody was supporting them, you idiots! Not the FBI, though. The FBI says they don't know anything more. They'll know nothing more. The genius governor of Massachusetts, the Obama clone, Deval Patrick, today clamped the lid down, dropped an iron curtain on the Tsarnaev brothers' welfare records. The Boston Herald requested detail on Tamerlane Tsarnaev's welfare benefits, citing the Dead Terror Mastermind's acts. But Deval Patrick trying to cover up how much money the schmucks in Massachusetts have paid this degenerate family from the day they arrived on our shores, including Mama Terrorist, said that they have a right to privacy. And then across the board, other government apparatchiks in the late great state of Massachusetts flatly refused to provide information about the taxpayer-funded lifestyle for the 26-year-old degenerate terrorist and his degenerate brother, 19 years old. They would not release any information on their EBT cards, on spending. They would not talk about whether his wife and 3-year-old daughter received benefits, whether they received unemployment compensation. They would not talk about the kind of support they got at the University of Massachusetts at Dartmouth. On cell phones, the Federal Communications Commission would not say whether either brother had a government-paid cell phone, again citing privacy laws. Isn't it interesting that government agents who violate your privacy every day by spying on you are circling the wagons to provide privacy for these degenerates? What side is the government on? What side is the FBI and DHS on? What side is this entire administration on? What side is Deval Patrick on? It's certainly not privacy. They're covering this up. The phone number is 855-400-7282, 1-855-400-SAVAGE. This is going to be a tough show. So I recommend, if you don't have the fortitude to listen to reality, that you tune in Guy Lombardo music. I'm sure you could find it somewhere on NPR. Some pep about the oppression of Muslims in America in these dangerous times and how we must not be Islamophobic. I'll be right back.
join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
This is an urgent update. We won round one in the Senate against Obama's oppressive gun legislation. But the fight is far from over. Obama has called Second Amendment supporters liars and vows to defeat them with his gun-grabbing agenda. Now that we won the first round in the Senate, the liberals will introduce new legislation that will include a national gun registry. And it must be aggressively stopped. We must win round two. Please do not assume we are done. Call toll-free right now to sign the official Tea Party petition demanding that Obama uphold the Senate and protect our Second Amendment rights. Call 1-800-882-8118 to sign the official Tea Party petition. We've already gathered hundreds of thousands of petitions that won round one, but we still need your help now more than ever. If you already called to sign the petition, please call again. Call 800-882-8118 today. And if you call in the next 5 minutes, we'll send you a free pocket constitution. So call 800-882-8118. 800-882-8118. That's 800-882-8118. 800-882-8118. Paid for by the Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. TheTeaPartyLeadershipFund.com.
Is a vote traffic major problem. San Ramon, southbound 684 Crow Canyon Road. It's a crash in the two left lanes. SIG alert has been issued. It'll be there a while. Traffic is backed up into Danville. San Francisco, southbound 101. Cesar Chavez, left lane blocked by an accident there. Northbound 680 Mission Boulevard in Fremont. We got an accident off to the right side. Slow traffic from before there over the Sunol Grade to Andrade. I'm Dave Fowkes. Saw Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 10-year fixed rate mortgage at 2.5% rate and APR up to $625,000 with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.5%, and if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 10 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 10 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.5% 10-year money today.
Must own no other properties, no self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License, NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580. 800-460-3580.
Get ready for an awe-inspiring world of wonder at the spectacular Pacific Coast Dream Machine Show, April 27th and 28th at Half Moon Bay Airport. Marvel at the world's coolest cars, tricked-out trucks, custom motorcycles, and jaw-dropping flyovers, plus riveting military vehicle mock battles. Feel the roar of nostalgia dragsters and supersonic speed machines in World Record Wonderland. Plus, helicopter and plane rides, live music, and tons of fun for the kids. For more information and for your chance to win a pair of tickets, visit KSFO.com.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. I was saying to you it's going to take an act of God to save us from the Obama socialist states of America. I've said it in my books. I said it on the radio. We had an act of God. Sometimes God acts in strange ways. We had an act of God in Boston. I am stunned. I am shocked at the ignorance. The word is not ignorance. The Americans have forgotten the Boston bombing already. Most people in San Francisco didn't even hear about it. They were busy watching either a ball game or worried about gay rights and gay marriage. It was like, ho-hum, it didn't affect me. What do I care? You have no idea what's happened to America. You can't blame Obama for it all, just about 90% of it. The drugging of the society, the marijuana, is the opium of America. Remember, the British dumped opium on the Chinese and enslaved them until there was a revolution and they threw the British out. They threw the drug dealers out who were the British. You don't know any of that, do you? The sterling British, the United Kingdom, poisoned, enslaved the Chinese people with opium. They enslaved them with opium, just as you're being enslaved with marijuana. You think that you're free. But the louder you scream you're free, the more I can hear your chains rattling. That's what you don't understand, how stupid you become. It's called dope, dope. The reason it's called dope, dope is because it makes you stupid. Marijuana has never been known to make anyone smarter. Would you rather have a pilot fly on marijuana or on coffee? 855-400-7282. Let's take some calls. WABC New York is calling. Warren, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Michael, how you doing? I was just sitting here listening to you, and I'm, you know, this generalizing the Muslim faith as in any kind of a general way.
What do you mean a general way? What are you talking about? What do you mean by a general way? Have you read the Quran? Have you read the references to killing the infidel?
Well, you have to let me finish my statement.
Well, until you make your point, it sounds like you're stoned. Make your point already.
I'm trying to. You keep interrupting me.
Oh, come on. Don't play that game with me. That's why your wife left you, is because of this kind of rhetorical arguments. All right, stay in the line. I'll give you another chance to form a thought.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
Dinovite .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fouts. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Oakland police say a woman was shot and killed in front of a four-year-old child. Police say the woman, believed to be in her 20s, was with the little boy when she was shot while standing outside a car on Wednesday night. The woman died there at the scene. Oakland police and the FBI served 16 high-risk narcotics and weapons-related search warrants. The operation ended just after 1 a.m. The warrants were served in Oakland, Hayward, San Leandro, and Antioch and resulted in multiple arrests and weapons and narcotic seizures. No one was hurt. Taking a look at the roadways, southbound 680 San Ramon, right before Crow Canyon Road, the three left lanes blocked by this injury. Accident signal alert has been issued and traffic is backed up into Danville. Have an accident northbound 101 at Hillsdale Boulevard in San Mateo, creating some delays. And the southbound 280 Sand Hill Road. We've got debris in the road, but the real traffic starts right about Sand Hill as you head down to Magdalena through the Los Altos Hills. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
Business owners, when you built your business, did you plan on it being totally dependent on your computer servers? Do you worry about what would happen if they crashed? After all, it only takes a power spike or the pipes in the suite up above to burst. Why continue to subject your business to these risks? You can call DSX Data today and eliminate them. One call to DSX Data and your business will be operating risk-free in their secure, professionally managed data center. You'll eliminate those big outlays for equipment and upgrades. Plus, your IT person can focus on improving your business instead of fixing server problems. For a predictable low monthly cost, you can forget about server failures, power, cooling, and security. You need to learn more. Go to ksfo.com/DSX. Manage your business, not your servers. Call DSX Data today, 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA, 855-DSX-DATA.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
The gentleman caller from WABC did not hang in there to discuss what he wanted to say, and I don't know what it was he was getting at. He took umbrage with my statements about the flood of illegal immigrants into America, focusing today especially upon Muslims, the administration's blind spot towards Islamic terrorism, focused instead on the Southern Baptists and other Christians, which is endemic, by the way, in America today. You ask anyone in the Army, you ask anybody in the FBI, he'll tell you the truth. You ask anybody in DHS who still has a pair of holsters, they will tell you that they're told never, ever to disrespect Muslims. To look amongst Christians, fundamentalist Christians, for their terrorists. That's how twisted your country has become under this administration. Let's take another caller. Philadelphia, WWIQ. Richard, you're on the Savage Nation. Make your point, please.
Okay. Yeah, you said that during religious reformations, passages that are hostile to other religions are often deleted. from Scripture. Well, there are some passages in Islam which are very favorable to Christians and Jews.
I'm very glad to hear it. How come we rarely hear that? I would expect that the modern Muslim, the moderate Muslim, focuses on those and doesn't focus on the dehumanizing statements in the Quran that says non-Muslims are vile animals, of which there are many quotes, by the way.
Yes, well, absolutely true. There's a passage in the Quran which says, respect Christians and Jews, for they are people of the book. Meaning,
well, apparently the Boston terrorists didn't read that sutra.
Well, right. If someone is psychotic...
Apparently they didn't read that sutra. That didn't. Mama terrorists didn't read them that sutra.
Right. Well, see, one of the problems with Islam is... It can be misinterpreted easily by someone who is psychotic.
How hard is it to misinterpret these statements? I can show you 10 statements at least where the Quran dehumanizes non-Muslims and calls people who are not Muslims vile animals. Would you like a few of the quotes?
Well, what about the quotes?
Here, verse 7, 176, compares unbelievers to panting dogs with regard to their idiocy and worthlessness. Verse 7, 179 says they're like cattle, only worse. Verse 560 even says that Allah transformed Jews of the past into apes and pigs. This is echoed by verses 7, 166 and 265. A hadith, Bukhari 54524, says that Muhammad believed rats to be mutated Jews. Verses 4629 to 35 even say that unbelieving men are worse than the demons who believe in Muhammad. According to Islamic law, non-Muslims may be owned as property by Muslims. Do you understand about Islam's supremacist messages?
I can understand it, yes. And they should, as you suggested, during reformations, this type of thing is deleted. And I guess you're correct that they haven't had that kind of reformation yet. But
they're never going to have the reformation. Look at what happened during the Christian Reformation. This was not a reasonable discussion amongst factions within Christianity. This was a holy war within Christianity that resulted in the Reformation. Islam has never had this holy war.
I agree with you. Now, for example, a passage like the following, the use of coercion to settle religious differences is strictly forbidden. Here's another one. From the Quran, if your enemy truly sues for peace, Allah does not permit you to harm him. And the
That's
other one
nice.
I mentioned, respect Christians and Jews, for they are people of the book. So
it
is hard to reconcile these. Absolutely, I'm not a Muslim,
nice.
And I don't.
Well, no, I like that. I'm glad that the Quran says that. But you could also find statements that say other religions are cursed by Allah, including Buddhists in Thailand, Jews in Israel, Christians in Indonesia, and Hindus in India. Ask them what they've experienced from their Muslim friends.
Well, let me ask you something.
Why is Islam at war with every major world religion when none of these religions are at war with each other? Buddhists are not at war with Christianity. Jews are not at war with Hindus. Why is Islam the only religion at war with every other major world religion when none of these religions are at war with each other?
It's because of what you said. They've never had a reformation where these hostile passages have been deleted. But that just made me think of the passages that I mentioned.
I understand. You're a very nice man, and you're probably a devout Christian. Are you, Richard?
No, I'm not. Actually, if you must know the truth, I'm an atheist.
Well, that's good. I've met some very fine people who don't believe in an entity in the sky.
Well, I don't accept the supernatural claims of any religion.
No, my father was an atheist, so I'm very comfortable with atheists.
Right.
In other words, I'm a rationalist at the end of the day. I'm a rationalist. I don't know how a society can survive when you bring people in who are taught to hate everybody else from the time they're suckled at their mother's breast.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, how do you feel about France banning the burqa, for example? Why do you think the French, before this socialist vermin took over the country, this socialist rat who's destroying France as fast as he can, why do you think in France they banned the burqa? Why do you think they did it? Because they were mean towards Muslims? What does that symbolize for a woman but that she's chattel? She's a piece of cattle walking in the street. She's a slave of some man. How can you permit that in a secular modern society? A woman to walk around in a slave costume?
Well, that's it, see. In the 1800s, in the American legal system, women were recognized almost as being the private property of their husbands.
Absolutely right. And slaves were considered four-fifths human. But we've sort of dropped that, haven't we, in America?
Yes. Yes.
Well, all I'm talking about is some evolution somewhere. Is that too hard to ask for before you admit someone into a country? How about giving them a 10-question test? Give them a 10-question test. Do you believe women are slaves? Do you believe Jews are pigs? Give them a little test, a 10-pointer. Instead of buying bullets, Janet Napolitano, go put out a 10-point question for new visitors of this particular faith.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I feel that the West is lost, and that is because we have no leadership anywhere. Not one Western nation is there a leader willing to face reality.
Right.
Look at Dave Alpatrick. Look how shameful this man is, that his own Boston Globe newspaper was spit upon by him by saying you're not going to find out the welfare records of these bombers nor their mother. Not one word about how much money the taxpayers of Massachusetts have paid to support these subhumans.
Right. Well, I know. I agree with you. It's how they're raised that has a...
A nurse works 16 hours a day. Some of them work three shifts, and they come home, and these bums are living in their apartment in Cambridge. They never worked a day in their life. How? Where'd they get the Porsche from? Where'd they get the money from?
The money came from somewhere. And
I kept asking where it came. Richard, you're a very intelligent man. And by the way, I just like the kindness in your voice.
It's something
I would like to attain one day. I don't have your patience, Richard. I wish I did.
Well, thanks.
I don't have it. I wish I did. How did you attain your patience, Richard?
I attained my patience through some difficulties as I was growing up. And, it's funny, you said your father was an atheist. My father was Jewish, and my mother was a Christian, and she had atheistic tendencies. And I guess
your patience, if I can cut to the chase from someone listening to you, you evolve patience to synchronize these two differentials in your upbringing somewhat.
Yes, and even as a child, I could never accept the supernatural under any circumstances. I couldn't accept the supernatural claims of any religion. And I remember my father once, when I was five, he was telling me the story of Santa Claus, you know. And I said, look, I said, reindeers don't have propellers. They can't.
I understand. No, look, these fables are important for children, let's say, under the age of three. But after the age of three, I mean, it doesn't pay to teach a child about Santa Claus. That they put a stocking on a fireplace and it's going to be filled with gifts by some, cartoon creature in the morning.
Right.
I mean, because the child is bound to wind up in psychotherapy and an Obama, a Democrat voter for life if you do that. All right, let me send you a copy of my novel, A Time for War. I don't know if you'll have the patience to read it, but it's on the way out to you. The Quran says that people of other religions are to be violently punished in this world. I'll read it to you. You don't have to believe me to check it out yourself. You want the exact sutras? I can give them to you. Muslims, he whom Allah sendeth astray, for him there is no guide for them, is a penalty in the life of this world, but harder truly is the penalty of the hereafter. Okay, so that's benign. That's a benign one. How about cutting the throat and slaughtering those who are non-believers? How about those with, quote, diseased hearts, which include Christians and Jews? According to Sutra 552, are to be seized wherever found and slain with a fierce slaughter. Ask Daniel Pearl's survivors if they believe that this is a religion of peace. Seized wherever they are found and slain with a fierce slaughter, 33:60-62. Along with hypocrites, they should be slaughtered. non-Muslims are to be encroached on, pressured, and punished by the Muslims. We shall punish them gradually from directions they perceive not. 6:8-4:4. And he made you heirs to their land and their dwellings and their property, and to a land which you have not yet trodden. And Allah has power over all things. 33:27. Allah will grant Muslims authority and power over all other people. Now, if you are an illiterate person who can't even read or write, you can understand where the single sufficiency of a single book becomes all important to you. Which is why when the Muslims invaded Egypt in the 3rd century, I believe, they burnt the Alexandria Library. The Egyptians had a very advanced civilization and a fabulous library at Alexandria. But the illiterates, the armies of the illiterates, saw the sufficiency of a single book. Only one book was necessary. All of the books were burned. If you want to face a book burning, a mental book burning, well, my friends, what can I tell you? This is Savage's pocket history of the world, what we are facing if we don't face it, what we're facing because we have a nation run by managers, not by leaders. And I don't mean to offend you, but I need to awaken you. I need to awaken you tonight because I see the country has already double-talked, hidden, buried, and made apologies for the Muslim bombers. And I realize this is painful for most Americans. They don't want to accept these things. Why is Governor Deval Patrick refusing to release the Sarnoff brothers' welfare records? Why is unemployment compensation hidden by the communists in Massachusetts? Who funded the lifestyle for the 26-year-old terrorist and his brother? Well, the state did. Where'd they get the money to buy a Porsche from? What did the wife collect from the state over these years? What did the mother, the big-mouth terrorist mother, from the day she arrived, she was on welfare, according to records I've read. The one who's screaming Allah Akbar now from Russia. Yeah, she said she hates America. Listen to now where she regrets living in the United States. She didn't regret the welfare. She didn't regret living on her fat behind for all these years, doing nothing. She regretted that. Well, listen to clip 4.
Do you regret living in the United States?
Well, now, since this thing happened, I think it would be better, even in somewhere way up in the village. Mm-hmm. In the village, somewhere, nobody but our family.
It takes a village.
Our kids, I would be happy with it. You know, my kids would mm-hmm. be with us, and we would be, fine. So, yes, I would prefer to live in America now.
America, garbage, thief. No good, America. How many years did she collect welfare? She hates America now. I wonder if we're going to be sending her food stamps to Russia. I wonder if Deval Patrick will send unemployment benefits to Russia as well. Ask Deval Patrick if the money's still flowing into Russia. Ugh! Fat America! Trafe America! No good! Garbage! Fat! Dirty white people! Ugh! Give me the welfare, though. You think I'm alone in my contempt for this? You're wrong. Oh, you don't know what's coming. Culture war in Israel targets ultra-Orthodox Jews. You want me to make some real enemies tonight? You want me to tell you what's going on in Israel? You want to hear what's going on? The ultra-Orthodox Jews in Israel who don't fight in the army, who don't work. For 30 years now, they've been living on the fat of the land, and the Israelis have had enough of it. For most of the last 30 years, the country's small ultra-Orthodox Jewish minority sat in governing coalitions. And while they were in governing coalitions in Israel, they secured vast budgets for religious schools and automatic exemptions from mandatory military service for tens of thousands of young men in so-called full-time religious studies. Well, these expensive perks have finally come to an end. There is a new party in Israel who are fighting the ultra-Orthodox bloc in Israel, saying, let there be a war between us and them. He wants to slash budgets favoring the ultra-Orthodox Jews in Israel, and he wants them to go fight in the army. According to a draft of planned reforms viewed by the Associated Press, The new finance ministry of Israel has proposed cutting in half government subsidies to religious schools that do not teach a core curriculum, including math, science, and English, and boosting funding for schools that do. It also seeks to allow subsidies for child daycare only if both parents work. Can you imagine? I should work? I'm a holy man. I study the holy book. Why should I work? Well, they think that will entice ultra-Orthodox men who study religious texts full-time to join the job market. So the war between secular societies who are dying and religious communities within these secular societies who are thriving will continue to go on. And the best you can do for yourself is arm yourself with the facts. I'll be right back.
Join and now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
There'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
Yep. She knows the racket, that one. That's the terrorist mama. That's terrorist mama hiding in Russia now after living on welfare since the day she arrived on an asylum racket. They worked the system. The liberals showed them to work the system. I remember the 70s. We'll teach you how to work the system. All the good, smiling, white liberals taught all of them. Everyone who came in here. Work the system, honey. Well, she worked the system. Never worked a day in her life. Lived on welfare here her whole life. The two rat sons, the bombers, never worked a day in their life. And today, Dave Alpatrick, the bureaucrat who runs Massachusetts like a private fiefdom, said to the Boston Globe, drop dead, we're not giving you any of the records on their welfare receipts, nor any of their unemployment benefits or food stamps. Everyone knows they didn't work, and somebody was supporting them. So now you ask, why are these things happening? Why all these terrorist events on American soil? No matter what we do with the trillions of dollars we spend on Homeland Security, on the FBI, they got through. What in any sane society, one of the heads of one of our intelligence agencies would be fired. We don't live in a sane, just society, do we? I remember 30 years ago, there was a scandal in France where tainted blood was released into the population. You know, I'm talking about blood plasma. People became infected and died. They not only fired the department, the woman who ran the health services division in the French government, she went to jail for failing, even though she had nothing directly to do with the blood supply. They put her in jail. And that gave a sense of responsibility to any bureaucrat who takes on a big, big job. Has anyone lost their job in America because of the Fort Hood massacre? Has anyone lost their job because of the Boston bombing? No, next day they put pearls on her. They gave a lipstick and she gave a speech on why we need to open the borders completely, thoroughly, and forever. And not a word! No one's taking any responsibility for the Boston bombing. And believe me, they failed you. They failed you as sure as you're listening to this radio show. Don't tell me they were lone wolves. That's a bunch of crap. You ask anybody in the intelligence divisions of any company. Anybody knows that these were working in tandem with others. Today we learned that they were going to go to New York and bomb. Suddenly Bloomberg. Did you hear Bloomberg today? He came out. Couldn't get to the point. He mumbles. Where's the Bloomberg one? Oh, here we go. It takes him 30 seconds to tell you that they were going to bomb New York. Listen to clip 9.
10 days ago, our city and nation received a horrific reminder that we remain targets for terrorists. And immediately upon news of the explosions in Boston, we fully mobilized the New York City Police Department's vast counterterrorism operations because we thought there was a possibility that they could be a related attack.
Get to the point. They're ready.
We now know that that possibility was, in fact, all too real. Last night, we were informed by the FBI that the surviving attacker revealed that New York City was next on their list of targets. Oh. He told the FBI, apparently, that he and his brother had intended to drive to New York and designate additional explosives in Times Square.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Not one mention of the word Islam, Muslim. Everything is in code words. Explosions in Boston as though it was a gas pipe that blew up. Not one word about what really went on. Not one connection to the root of it all. Not one word from this. I guess you could assume that the terrorists that Bloomberg are referring to were coming to New York to blow up soda machines that were selling 32 ounces to make certain that everyone was a healthy citizen. It's unbelievable to me. Not one of them is taking responsibility. They all failed. So now I want to talk about conquest, how a nation is conquered. Many people don't understand this, but there are many ways of conquering a nation. In the past, you would think it was always through war. And generally speaking, it was through war that a people were subjugated and conquered. But it's not always and entirely through war that a people are subjugated and conquered. In fact, I can show you many examples of non-warlike methods of conquering a people, like your own nation, like the entire West, Norway, France, the United States, Canada, Australia. You name the Western nation, and they're all being conquered. And so I want to go back to the conquerors who are conquering these nations, not through overt war. In fact, every time one of the lunatics takes them too literally and sets off a bomb, he actually sets the plan back a number of years. Because it's far easier to conquer the West without the bombs than with the bombs. Look how far they've gotten. Look how far they've gotten without the bombs. So let's talk about this. And let's go back to a time, the greatest days of the Arabs, when they conquered. It's one of the most amazing stories of conquest in the whole history of the human race. The Byzantine army was smashed at the Battle of Yarmouk, a tributary of the Jordan, in 634 by the Muslim Arabs. Then Persia was conquered. Syria, Damascus, Palmyra, Antioch, Jerusalem, falling almost without resistance to the Muslim armies. And large elements in these populations converted to Islam. Then the Muslim armies turned east. The Persians tried to resist. They had a great general in Rustam. They had a great army with a force of great elephants in Persia. And for 3 days they fought the Arabs at Qadisiyah, and then they lost, and they ran in 637. The conquest of all of Persia followed. And then the Muslim Empire, not satisfied with its conquest, pushed far into western Turkestan and eastward until it met the Chinese. Egypt fell without almost any resistance to the new conquerors, who had a fanatical belief in the sufficiency of the Quran. And they wiped out the vestiges of the bookcopying industry of the Alexandria Library. They burnt it to the ground. Then the tide of conquest poured along the north coast of Africa to the Straits of Gibraltar and Spain. Spain was invaded by the Muslim Arabs in 710, and the Pyrenees Mountains were reached in 720. In 732, the Arab-Muslim advance had reached the center of France. But finally, it was stopped for good at the Battle of Poitiers and thrust back as far as the Pyrenees again. Shall I go on? These were the great days of the Arabs. But that's when they needed to use the military for their conquest. They don't need it. The Arab intelligence is quite vast. The Arab intelligence is phenomenal. Never underestimate the Bedouin. Never underestimate the Bedouin. The Arab intelligence is vast. The Arab intelligence at that time had been flung across the globe even more swiftly and dramatically than had the Greek 1,000 years before. And so what we are facing today is the Arab intelligence again. And so we see connections to Saudi Arabia wherever you look, the Wahhabi sect of Islam, wherever you look, whether it's in Russia, the United States, Norway, Sweden, Finland, France. The Wahhabi sect is a sect that teaches conquest, and it teaches derision, and it teaches this by very subtle means. Certainly not to put suitcase bombs, certainly not to make pressure cooker bombs, because that sets their plans back, not forward. When you have a compliant West that is infested with a liberal mindset, which is the equivalent of a mental disease, a psychological mental disorder that has opened up the entire Western Hemisphere, and well, the Western nations, if you want to use it, that phrase, to conquest, then why do you need to put a bomb in a subway car? All that will do is alert people to the fact that you're conquering them by violent means. If you can conquer them through propaganda, if you can conquer the people through a passivity of the people who don't even, either they don't know what's going on, they don't care to fight, they don't have any sense of their nationhood anymore because it's been destroyed, why do you want to set off bombs? So if you follow what I've just expressed to you on the Savage Nation tonight, you can understand that what is going on is not happening by chance. It's not random. It's not lone wolves. Yeah, these acts are occasionally set off by fanatical fools who set the Arab intelligence back, not forward, because they can get much farther by not bombing the nations that they have invaded. Not bombing the nations they have invaded. For example, building a victory mosque on the site of one of their bombings. Victory mosque in old Bloomberg's New York. And old Bloomberg was all in favor of the victory mosque. Fool that he be, liberal fool, liberal tyrant that he be, he was in favor of the victory mosque on the site of the worst disaster in American history. Old Bloomberg, the soda king. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I've given you a pocket history of two things, the Arab conquest of a long time ago, the Arab intelligence, which I greatly admire, and the current conquest of the world, especially the Western world. The Chinese are resistant to it because they take no prisoners. Where there have been uprisings in the Muslim underbelly of China's regions, they suppress them violently. They don't worry about the UN. They don't worry about wagging tongues at the New York Times. In fact, they don't allow cell phone cameras as they're crushing the uprising. Only we worry about anyone who might say a dirty word about the conquerors or the conquests. And if you even suggest for a moment that these two bombers were literally nursed at their mother's breast on hatred, why then God knows what might happen to you the next day. But again, I rest my case by ending this monologue where I began today. And that is with the mama terrorist. Because you see, the mama terrorist named her eldest son for a vicious Muslim-Mongol conqueror, Tamerlane. Tamerlane, he was a vicious beast. He invaded India and other countries and killed thousands of people. He was cruel to Muslims who were not fanatical enough and non-Muslims alike. He built a pyramid of human skulls in what is now New Delhi, India, that some historians claim was made up of 70,000 human skulls. But Mama, terrorist in Russia, named her son for Tamerlane. So as I said to you at the beginning, if you named your son after Hitler, what would you expect him to grow up to be, an eye surgeon? I rest my case and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, I don't impress easily, you know that. So here's reason number five why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Free face-to-face virtual design consultation. Instead of some pushy interior designer coming over and pressuring you to buy window coverings, just connect with a Blinds.com design expert using your smartphone, tablet, or webcam for free. It's like having a decorator looking over your shoulder, helping you select the perfect blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Free online how-to videos make installation very simple, but if you'd rather, they'll send over a pro installer to do it for you. Look, even if you mismeasure, improbable, they'll remake it for free. You hear me? Free. And be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in about a minute. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Plus, free cordless upgrades on many of their most popular products now. And remember this, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement store prices, period. So go to Blinds.com.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage?
Fall.
Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. I've never seen rates this low since I started Lennox Financial over 10 years ago. But I can assure you this, that the rates will be going up soon. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether to purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lennox Financial, 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names, my appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
Mark Levin.
What we do not need is some a-hole telling us what kind of light bulb we have to have in our house, what type of car we have to drive.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
And all the rest of it.
All right, I just got this email showing Michelle Obama in the hospital in Boston visiting the Saudi Arabian who had burnt hands, the young Saudi, remember, who was tackled by a Bostonian, arrested, because he was thought to be involved with the bombing. He had burnt hands, and then he was guarded by machine gun-toting police, and then the next day we were told he was not involved at all. Well, we have pictures of Michelle Obama in the hospital that we're putting up on michaelsavage.com. And by the way, Abdul Rahman al-Harbi has visited the White House several times since 2009. He could have been an innocent bystander, it is true. But no one knows how he got burnt hands. No one knows that. I mean, how did he get burnt hands? Why was Michelle Obama in the hospital with him? He must have been really important. That's why I told you last week when they flew in the Saudi foreign minister, that was a giveaway that there was something very important with this kid. And that they were trying to smooth it over. And, of course, fools in the media who have no capacity for real analysis, criticized me, saying, leave it to law enforcement. Oh, yeah, leave it to law enforcement. Oh, yeah, they did a great job. They remind me of a fire department that's costing a city $10 million a year, and when a fire breaks out, the building burns down, and then they ask for more firemen. Like in every county and state in the United, every town in the United States of America. Unbelievable. I live in a town, one of the towns I live in. I'm going to do an expose shortly on what's going on in one town as a microcosm in America. You will not believe the salaries and pensions of this little town outside San Francisco. Your hair will stand up. How many firemen are sitting there on their fat behinds doing nothing? You won't believe the pensions. You'll never believe it. The cities are bloated. There's no fires. Now, don't bring up Texas, okay? We understand they died in Texas. God rest their souls. But they live near a fertilizer plant. And so the entire government, wherever you turn, everywhere you turn, bloated, pensions beyond, unsupportable pensions. So we have many problems. I don't know if they're solvable. I have no idea. I think it'll take an act of God to save this country. I mean, I thought Boston was sort of the hand of God in reverse to wake people up. But I think the people are so far gone they can never be awakened. I told you in my book, Trickle Down Tyranny, what was going to happen. I put the evidence out there for everyone to see in the first edition of Trickle Down Tyranny. I explained that Barack Obama is the most corrupt American president since the days of Tammany Hall. But you were not paying attention. You reelected one of the most unprincipled men who's ever held the office of president of the United States. I told you what Tammany Hall was. You're seeing a federal level of Tammany Hall graft and corruption. The arrogance of the newly elected president is so evident to anybody with a mind is unbelievable to me. And it's all in Trickle-Down Tyranny. I suggest you go pick up a paperback edition while it's still possible to see what's coming next. Mike on WABC, you're next up. On which topic, please?
The Hasidic or ultra-Orthodox communities in this country.
Well, go ahead.
I live near a very big ultra-Orthodox community here in upstate New York, and it seems to me that the majority of them are on the dole.
And I think now, which community is that, Munsey Park?
New York State.
Wait, stop. Do you mean the Orthodox Jewish community in Munsey Park?
No, KJ.
What's KJ? How do you spell it?
It's an abbreviation, Curious Joel. And
well, what makes you think that many of them are sponging off the system?
Well, for one thing, the fact is that KJ has the highest number of unwed mothers in the entire country, in living in one community, because their marriages are not recognized by New York State.
Well, and that's another story. We're talking about Israel, where they're cracking down on Orthodox Jews who don't work and won't serve in the military. They're finally being forced to work for a living, and they're screaming.
Savage.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with a message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles Super Beta Prostate. You heard right, you can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40 because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe in Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-794-5642. Hurry. This free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-794-5642. That's 1-800-794-5642. Call 1-800-794-5642.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shaw Talk 560 KSFO. 11-year-old Aaron Herna Martinez has been released from Boston's Children's Hospital as he recovers from the Boston Marathon bombings. Hearn and family will remain in Boston, however, so he can continue to receive treatment. A cousin of Oscar Grant, the man shot and killed by a BART police officer in Oakland, has been sentenced to 15 years in state prison after being convicted of a robbery. 25-year-old Tony Jones was found guilty of robbing a man at gunpoint outside a liquor store in East Oakland last year. Taking a look at the roadways, southbound 85, Almaden Expressway, crash off to the right shoulder there. Northbound 101 at Highway 92, an accident. That one's been cleared to the right shoulder as well, but earlier problems still means it's slow out of Redwood City from about Woodside Road. A southbound 101 slow into the South Bay, still from before Lawrence Expressway down to Highway 87. Things getting better finally in the Nimitz. Still a few brake lights, though, northbound 880, Tennyson past 92. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male. Because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-511-2359. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-511-2359. 1-800-511-2359. 1-800-511-2359.
Oh, man, what is that smell?
Oh, I just opened the lettuce crisper.
We have a lettuce crisper?
Everything gets old, even your shocks. So make sure you change your worn shocks at 50,000 miles.
What are you doing? Put the top back on! Put the top back on!
I think it's moving.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Purchase qualifying Monroe shocks or struts between now and April 30th and get a prepaid card worth up to $120 by mail-in offer. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing. Over 200,000 customers have repaired dry, brittle, and damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I'm thrilled to report that Ovation does everything you said it would and more. I couldn't be happier with the results. My hair holds a curl all day. My hair is thicker and shinier than it's ever been, and it's growing. It really is a miraculous revolution. I'm a believer, and I'm telling anyone who will listen, Ovation is an amazing product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair the damage caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling and grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Ovation is safe and effective on all hair types, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse type application.
Log on to ovationhair.com, and when you enter KSFO, you'll receive a special introductory discount at checkout. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
So in Israel, they've come to their senses. There's a war going on in Israel, a cultural war, between Israel's rising political star and his ultra-Orthodox rivals. Newly minted Finance Minister Yair Lapid is opposing the long-standing preferential treatment enjoyed by the religious minority. He wants to cut off state handouts to large families, compel lifelong seminary students to work and join the army, and remove funding for schools that don't teach math, science, and English. In fact, one of his cohorts labeled the Orthodox Jews in Israel as parasites, and then he took it back. And so here in America, we have the same Achilles heel with religion. The same Achilles heel with religion. There are some sacred cows in America. One is religion. If you claim it's a religion, you can cook an animal in your apartment. They do in New York City. They burn animals in the basement. They torture and burn animals, calling it Santeria. Wickery, witchcraft is practiced in the military with the blessings of the military at the same time that Southern Baptists were claimed to be a terrorist group and their publications and their internet publications turned off by the U.S. Army, which claims it was a mistake. It was because of malware. Those liars. So, in other words, religion is a Trojan horse in every Western society. It's considered it's sacrosanct. It's above suspicion. It's above, except Christianity. That's the only religion that's suspect under Obama. This is the reversal of everything sane. The whole world is turned upside down in a few years. The optic chiasma is seeing things upside down. Anatomically, the optic chiasma, you actually see things backwards from the way you're seeing them. But within your brain, there's an anatomical structure called the optic chiasma that reverses the upside down and backwards images that you're actually viewing, if you can believe it, and it lets you see things as they are. In America, Obama took a knife to the optic chiasma, and now we're seeing everything upside down. And we're being told that we're crazy if we see it the way it is. So there's Michelle in the hospital with the Saudi who had burnt hands after the event, and we're not supposed to ask why. And one question after the other. You get the picture. Let's go to the callers. Bill on WABC. By the way, you can call the show tonight, 855-400-7282. I can guarantee you what you heard tonight, you've heard nowhere else in the media. You heard it nowhere else in America. Nowhere else in America but on the Savage Nation. I bring my vast educational background and my capacity to reduce very complex ideas, not to simplistic, but to simple terms. There's a big difference between simplistic and simple. And that's because I'm a former science teacher. And I can take very complex ideas and reduce them to simple terms so that I can express them and you can understand them. And if you want to learn more, you go and learn more. That's all. So if you want to call 855-400-7282, this is the Savage Nation, heard every night on your local affiliate. Growing by leaps and bounds, now 200 stations. So thank God I'm here. It's God's will that I'm here. One day when I finally write my autobiography, you will find out that I was out of radio, gone from radio. Radio was over, and within a few weeks I was back on radio, purely through God's hand. God put me on this microphone in 1994 when I asked God to give this to me or give me something like this when I was finished and down and out and over with. I was 50 years old. I was finished. I couldn't go on. I thought I was finished. And then radio came to me. I had to work very hard ever since. It's the hardest thing I ever did in my life. But every day I get up and do it now. I never thought I'd last 3 years. I thought I'd get a heart attack and die from it. But I made a decision then. I don't know why I'm going on and on about this. I got too personal. Forgive me, but I'll finish it up since I started it. When I started in radio in 94, it was like fourth, fifth career of mine. I knew it was God's will that I was given the opportunity. Every impediment known to mankind was put in my way. From management to jealous hosts, they try to undermine me at the local station. And one thing after the other, I prevailed because I'm a very tenacious individual, and I'm also willing to work very hard. And so I stuck with it. But I was burning so hot in radio. I was doing things that no one had ever done in radio. Rush had been around, but he never burned really hot. He burned well, but never as hot as I did. I ran on AAA jet aviation fuel like no one had ever run before in talk radio. You ask professionals in the business who really know what's going on. I'm telling you this for a reason. But I said to myself, I don't know how much longer I can do this, but I'm just going to do it as well as I can for as long as I can. And given my genetic inheritance, I don't think I'm going to live that long because it's impossible. Well, here I am. I then had in 2009, I was banned in Britain. I had a 3-4-5 year legal fight. Still going on, still banned in Britain. Not one host, not one media figure has lifted a finger to help me. That also is God's hand. He doesn't want me in England, so I won't go to England. There was a reason for that, and it's God's will, and I live with it. That's all. Then for 2 years, I had a fight in the radio industry, which I cannot disclose, a legal fight that cost me an awful lot of money. I won it, and I left radio. It was over. And then I had nothing. I walked out into the abyss. Zero. And here I am, 200 stations. How did that happen? It can't be done. It's impossible to say to me that I am on the radio for any other reason than there's some kind of fate involved, God's hand involved. And so why am I telling you this? I'm telling it to you because I'm telling it to you. Exactly why, I don't really know right now. I don't know why I drifted into this. I'm trying to tell you that it's very important that we understand that we're being destroyed. It's very important that we fight back with everything we have in us, intellectually, using our minds. Counter the mind that's conquering us with a mind that can conquer the conqueror. It cannot be done by bullets or by bombs. Bush probably learned that by now. It can only be done through the mind. And so I'm trying to apply what God gave me the best I can to show you that liberalism is definitively a mental disorder. Welfare state? Two out of five are on welfare in the country, in this country? How many? Well, one out of five? 20% of the population are bums on welfare under Obama? Food stamps out of control. Why? Because he's buying votes, you schmuck. It's the way demagogues have worked. Look what went on in South America under the demagogue who just died of cancer. Same thing. Obama's like Chavez. He's not much different. He's just on a slower course because we had a little constitution in the way that Mr. Chavez didn't have to worry about in the country that he penetrated with his socialism. Then we have the religious conquest. First, it started by calling Christians every name under the sun. The false accusations of molestation against the Catholic Church. There were many that were accurate, and there were many that made up by greedy, dirty lawyers. And they almost brought the Catholic Church to its knees, to the point where the Catholic Church is afraid to mention the word Jesus. Then the military started their war on Christianity. It escalated and metastasized under Obama to the point where Southern Baptists were considered terrorists to the U.S. Army. One Christian sect after another is under suspicion by the DHS, the FBI, and the U.S. Army. While Wicca, the slaughter of animals, animal sacrifice, Islam, you name the religion, is openly practiced and encouraged by the new army. Why? It's all part and parcel of the war that's going on. And the reason I know that the only thing that can save this country, and I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again, and I'll say it right now, is a revival of the Christian faith in America. I mean, I've been building to say this for a while, and I know it from a historic fact. There's a very important fact that should not be overlooked, and that's the fact that Constantine almost saved Constantinople. That's why they call it Constantinople at the time. Constantine almost saved his people from the invasion. But unfortunately, he was burned out at the time, and it was too late. But it was a Christian revival that pushed the Muslim back. It was the Christian warriors in France wearing armor. They were called knights, K-N-I-G-H-T-S. It was the Christian warriors in France. They were the noblemen, the aristocrats, who, unlike ours, actually fought to save their land. And they armored up, they went out, and they fought the Muslims back from their invasion, from their conquest of Spain, and then all the way into France, all the way up to Poitiers. They almost took over France. It was only the knights, the French knights, who destroyed them and stopped the invasion of France. And now take a look at what we have today. They take the armor off our knights, and they call them racists and fascists. If they either go to war for America, its principles and its values, they curse them and reverse them. Every one of the rats in the media calls the boys who went to war and fought for us every name under the sun, except the correct name, which is Brave Hero. Take a look at what's going on in this world today. It's not by accident, by the way. How the radical left and radical Islam have had a marriage is beyond me. But whatever, it's just civilization and its destruction that we're talking about. Something as light as that. Light listening on the Savage Nation tonight. Very light listening. Real easy late at night to listen to this. I mean, I guess you could listen to Mad Men or something, a rerun, the worst show in the history of television. I liked it for a few years. Is it garbage? My God. That guy, Wiener, whatever. I mean, this guy is, I never saw such propaganda. Every other scene is him screwing someone in marijuana and this and that. It's lost its entire bearing and meaning. The worst show ever made is this season's Mad Men. Yet the media, and I'm telling you this for a reason, the media, oh, how wonderful. For months, oh, the greatest show you've ever seen, Mad Men. The unbelievable genius, Matthew Weiner. Oh, you have to see it. And that Don Juan, whoo. He's got some underwear there. Whoa, they kept telling us how he was built now. That's how disgusting it got. Now they show him as allowed. Every other day, every scene, he's screwing someone behind his wife's back. Now he's in the hallway upstairs, cuckolding the Jewish doctor's wife. It's unbelievable to me that Matthew Weiner is so demented. And that the and what point am I getting at? The media holds it up as the greatest series in television history. It is utter degenerate garbage. Not only artistically, but forget about culturally and morally. I'm not a moralist. As a piece of art, it's garbage. It was good the first two seasons. Matthew Weiner is a misogynist. Look what he did to January Jones. He took one of the most beautiful women in the media since Grace Kelly, and he destroyed her. He's a misogynist. He hates women. Look how he distorts women. Look how he takes a misshapen woman with fake body, with the big breast, that one with the red hair. Why? It's a distortion of women. It's a woman manqué. What am I saying to you? It's because of men like him who have a genius, or a Harvey Weinstein, or a Spielberg. They have such great genius for formulating ideas, and they've yet to formulate one movie that shows you the war that we are in. Every movie shows America to be bad, evil. And the only movie that is sympathetic to the military shows military men coming home either dead or maimed. It's beyond comprehension. And also, therefore, although I am rather jaundiced on organized religion, especially those elements of organized religion that rip off the population through, you know, the things we've been talking about, which is handouts, state handouts to large families, I think it's only religion that can save America. Isn't that a paradox? Isn't that something to think about? See, I'm not exactly anti-religion. I'm against people who use religion as a weapon. Okay? Do you finally understand what I'm saying to you? I'm against those who use religion as a weapon because that's not what God intended. God didn't intend to have his teachings used as a weapon against anybody. But that's exactly what's being done. And so paradoxically, it's only religion and a sense of religion, the Christian religion that built America. The entire footing of this country is built upon the decency of Christianity. And it's only that, a return to that decent footing that can save this country. Then, and only then, can we save America. Otherwise, we're finished. I truly believe that from the bottom of my mind, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association. Each year, firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO poisoning. Yet prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's the only safe way to detect the silent killer. It's the law. Protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit casafehomes.org. Brought to you by the California State Firefighters Association, California Safe Homes Coalition, and Kidde Safety Products.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Do you have high cholesterol or a family history of heart disease? Did you know cholesterol medications may not stop you from having a heart attack? That's exactly what science is telling us now. In fact, 50% of those who have had heart attacks actually have normal cholesterol levels. Since the most common cause of high cholesterol and heart disease is genetic, the most powerful solution is the right diet based on your own DNA. It's called the Perfect Gene Diet, and it's based on clinical research, sports medicine, and nutritional science. The Perfect Gene Diet uses cutting-edge genetic testing to produce a personalized nutrition and exercise plan based on your own genetics. For more information and to get your free copy of the book, The Perfect Gene Diet, go to theperfectgenediet.com. That's perfectgenediet.com. Supplies are limited, so go now for this special free book offer. perfectgenediet.com.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Do what Mayor Giuliani did and arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use promo code AWARE. To get this special 10% discount, call 1-800-307-9629. 1-800-307-9629. 1-800-307-9629. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
40 days and 40 nights might have been fine for Noah, but not when it comes to getting a home loan. Don't get taken for a long boat ride by some big bank when you could fund your loan in a matter of days at Crestline Funding. Hi, I'm Scott Brown, president of Crestline Funding. Not only will we get your loan done fast, we'll do it for no cost. No points, no fees with a 2.75% fixed rate and APR. That's right, no points, no fees with a 2.75% rate and APR. Crestline Funding is a local lender that's funded billions of dollars of loans to California families just like you. And right now, you can get a no-cost fixed-rate loan at just 2.75% rate and APR. Don't miss the boat on this great offer that can save you thousands over the life of your loan. Call Crestline Funding today at 800-299-9400. 800-299-9400. 800-299-9400. Crestline Funding, your friend in the mortgage business.
Based on $417,000 loan amount, owner-occupied, 75% LTV with impounds, 10-year term. Not all applicants will qualify. DRE number 01190897, NMLS 1970.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Well, I'm giving you a little bit of my view of the world. It's a pocket view of the world from my perspective. It's one man's opinion based upon history and opinion. It's that simple. You have your own history and your own opinion, I guess. Especially if you went to NYU. And I mentioned the name Constantinople to you. I didn't mean to imply that Constantinople was fighting Muslims. If I said that, I didn't mean it. It was during the Roman Empire that the Roman Empire had been broken into two by the invasion of the barbarians when they broke the empire into East and West. And the barbarians were on the warpath throughout Europe at the time. And it was Constantine the Great who was beating back the barbarians, especially the Goths, especially from the Balkan regions. But he couldn't hold on because he had too much internal weakness in his empire. But what the point I was making was, is Constantine brought the solidarity and moral force of Christianity to revive the spirit of his declining empire. The solidarity and moral force of Christianity to revive the spirit of his declining empire. And then he created a new permanent capital at Byzantium, upon the Hellespont. And this new made Byzantium was rechristened Constantinople in his honor. It was still being built when he died. Anyway, the point is that we need a leader in America. Let's talk about our country, who can bring the solidarity and moral force of Christianity to revive the spirit of this dying empire. And when you have a military in the hands of atheists, communists, socialists, who are silent on the Fort Hood massacre committed by the Muslim major Nidal Hassan, who has still not yet been brought to trial and found guilty and executed for what he did. Tell me what hope there is for this country. He executed 13 fellow military men and women, including a pregnant woman, killed them in cold blood, screaming, Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Did you know that? Allah Akbar, he was screaming. The Fort Hood massacre. Why has he not been found guilty and tried and found guilty? Murdered 13, injured 32 by the accused shooter, Major Nidal Hassan, son of Palestinian immigrants. His parents had operated a restaurant in Roanoke, Virginia. By the way, that occurred in 2009. It's now 2013. Why is Obama covering up the Fort Hood massacre? Tell me, what's the answer to this? Why is the army persecuting Christians subtly now, but on a regular basis? For example, they closed down any computer access to the Southern Baptist websites, calling them a terror group. Today, the false military leaders said, it was a mistake. We didn't mean to do it. There was malware in the Southern Baptist website. That's the only reason we turned it off. No, they had put it on a watch list saying it was a controversial website. My website, my books are not permitted in the U.S. military. MichaelSavage.com, my books, Trickle Down Tyranny, Trickle Up Poverty, my novels, A Time for War, not permitted on military bases. I know a Navy man who was fired, thrown out of the Navy because he was reading my novel on a ship. That's your America. Is there a hope for us? Where's the Constantinople? Where's the Constantine, rather? Where is our Constantine? Show me, is there one Christian leader who is strong enough to marshal the majority religion in this country, recognize for them the danger they are in, both from the liberal atheists in the government and from the foreign influences who want to overtake and to destroy Christianity? Is there one such Christian leader in America? No, there is not. There are a lot of good people, a lot of wonderful preachers, but there's no single voice. Because any time such voice appears, it is castigated by the atheist socialists in the media, and the people get frightened to even listen to such a voice. And they go on their merry way, doing their mumbo-jumbo, and, you know, here we are. So we're being torn apart because of such lack of leadership both in the Christian church and in the government itself. If we had a stronger Christian church with a stronger central voice of the Christian religion in America, the government would change. They could motivate their voters, for God's sakes. The single biggest voting bloc in America. How many of them voted for Obama? Too many. Why? Liberalism. Liberalism in the Catholic Church. So there's your answer. I am not Constantine. I'm Michael Savage. Be here or be nowhere every night on your local station. Glad you stayed awake this long. I'll be back.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
How much more can we take of this? The Christian religion was once a religion of zealotry. The Jewish religion was once a religion of zealotry. Virtually every one of the major religions on the planet have gone through a reformation where the hatred for others has been expunged from their holy books. There is one exception. And that in that exception, you will find a people around the world at war with their neighbors. What more do you need to know? A sane nation would say, no, Buster, not in my country. You're not going to bring in a holy book that has 140 references to killing the infidel. You're not going to preach that in a mosque in my country. Because otherwise, you're liable to produce, let's see, the Fort Hood massacre, let's see, the Boston bombing. Shall I go back to all the other events that have been produced in America? Some cases, foreigners like Saudis. This is very painful stuff. This is hard stuff. I got to admit it. Like, if you go into psychotherapy, if he's a good therapist, he will say to you, this is going to be very hard work. A bad therapist will tell you, let's have fun together. You'll get nowhere with a therapist who has fun with you. So you're, oh, it's going to be an enjoyable experience. You're going to be enlightened. No, my friends, psychotherapy is a very difficult experience if you have a real therapist as opposed to the fakes that are being generated by the millions right now. Real psychotherapy requires really hard work. And just as listening to talk radio is the same thing. Easy listening. I can do easy listening. I could do FM Bob for you. What would you like to say on the Savage Nation today? I have a lot to say. Former cop Delfina, welcome. You're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, earlier you asked what kind of a country we live in where the law enforcement officers will have a suspect in custody, a terrorist in custody, and release him back to the public and cause this kind of thing to occur. Well, I was a police officer for 7.5 years, and I can tell you that the kind of country we live in is a free country where we don't arrest people for not committing crimes. And unless they could actually prove...
I feel much better. Tell that to the people who lost their legs in Boston and lost their lives. I'm sure they'll feel great that they live in a free country.
Yeah, well, but I'm not saying it's a good thing, but I'm saying that that's what the price we pay for freedom. We can't arrest people.
Well, I would argue that there's a little way to, you know, shade. You know, you could shade it a little bit. You got a guy who's an active radical Muslim, and you arrest him, and you let him go. Why? You're not expecting him to do it? How about Nidal Hassan in the Fort Hood massacre? He was signaling he was going to do it. Why didn't they stop him?
The only problem is that the officers involved, the FBI officers, the law enforcement people who deal with these folks, they can only work with the laws they have in front of them.
Okay. Well, then we're saying the same thing. I don't blame them. So it's the people at the top. A fish rots from the head down, doesn't it? A fish rots from the head down, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I get it. But
all right. So the poor agents in the field, the poor agents in the field can't really do their job. They suspect. They fear. They see this. They see that. They can't do anything, though. Because they're afraid that Eric Holder will arrest them for doing their job.
I understand
what a free country is. I understand it very well. But most people don't feel that that's the way this should have gone down. If they interviewed this guy 2 years ago and let him go, they do not feel very good about their FBI, Delfina. I don't think they feel very good about the FBI.
No, I'm sure we don't. I mean, I'm not pleased with the way things went down either. But, you know, we can only do what we can do within the law. Law enforcement officers are helping.
Well, who writes the laws but psychopathic liberal lawyers?
There you go. That would be the problem.
Okay, so maybe the laws ought to be rewritten a little bit, that if someone has religious fanaticism and shows evidence of hating America, maybe the law could have another clause in it about them.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't that be nice? If they have a religious fanaticism of any kind and they hate America, maybe you could write a little sub-clause within the clause about what you might be able to do to detain him before he puts a bomb inside a supermarket next time. By the way, Delfina, do you believe these two animals acted alone?
No, of course not.
Do you agree with me that the cell is probably as large as 20 to 25 people?
I don't know how big the cells are, but I know they...
How did they support themselves in America if they were just poor students living in the area? Where'd they get their money from?
Not buying that.
Where'd they get their money from? Who supported them?
Yeah.
Where did they get the money for an apartment, boxing lessons, a car? Who was sending them money?
Well,
moreover, Delfina, one of them went to Russia, left America in 2012 for 6 months. He went to Russia. Why didn't he get stopped at the border when he returned? Why wasn't he interviewed by the FBI again?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I couldn't tell you what the regulations are for the FBI on returning students with student visas.
Well, we know that they are definitely looking into returning Army veterans. Ask Janet Napolitano what the DHS thinks of returning Army veterans. She has them in her sights, doesn't she?
Well, yeah. Isn't that great? I'm an Army vet myself, and I don't appreciate that.
Right. She has returning Army veterans in her sights, devout Christians in her sights, people against abortion in her sights, Tea Party members in her sights, but active proto-jihadists? No way.
Well,
no way. You see, this is in Delfina. This is reverse racial profiling. It's insanity. It is a result of the ultra-liberal mentality
that Obama has brought and foisted upon the intelligence agencies. Will this change? I heard the president's speech. He mentioned the word diversity two or three times. And I doubt very much that anything will change. In fact, my suspicion is things are going to get worse before they get better. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
Right. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil. The seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
There's a lot of talk out there about your Second Amendment right to bear arms, and that's causing many firearms stores to run short on inventory. If this is your experience, then come by Templar Sports in Los Gatos, the Bay Area's newest firearms and sport fishing store. At Templar Sports, they're getting a new inventory of guns, ammo, and accessories every week. Need your hunting or fishing license? They've got it. Fresh and saltwater tackle and bait? They've got that too. Templar Sports in Los Gatos has experts ready to help you with everything from firearms and accessories to safety and instruction. There's a lot of talk today about your Second Amendment rights. Some of it's getting louder and louder. If you're a longtime gun owner or just beginning to explore the idea, the experts at Templar Sports in Los Gatos are there to help you find what's right for you. Visit them online at TemplarSports.net. That's TemplarSports.net. Safety, service, and community. Get to Templar Sports in Los Gatos and find the firearm and gear that's right for you.
Get ready for an awe-inspiring world of wonder at the spectacular Pacific Coast Dream Machine Show, April 27th and 28th at Half Moon Bay Airport. Marvel at 2,000 magnificent machines, the world's coolest cars, tricked-out trucks, custom motorcycles, and incredible vintage warbirds. Don't miss the jaw-dropping shock and awe flyovers by historic military aircraft. You gotta see the riveting military vehicle, blank gun firings, and mock battle reenactments. Feel the roar of nostalgia dragsters, sleek streamliners, and supersonic speed machines in world record wonderland. Check out the world-class hot rods, muscle cars, lowriders, and customs, along with fabulous touring, luxury, and sports cars. See dozens of historic warbirds headlined by the World War II workhorse Douglas C-47, regarded as the greatest aircraft of its time. Plus, an exceptional array of bombers, fighters, and trainers. Strap in for thrill-of-a-lifetime helicopter and plane rides, live music, fabulous food and drink, and a super cool zip line, and tons of fun for kids. It all takes place April 27th and 28th from 10 to 4 p.m. at the Half Moon Bay Airport on Highway 1. For details, visit MiramarEvents.com. It's the coolest show on Earth.
Diamonds. The Jewelry Exchange has major interests in overseas diamond offices and cutting factories. We have one of the largest selections and some of the best deals you'll find anywhere. 1-carat certified solitaires are $19.90. Certified 3-quarter carat, $12.90. And half-carat solitaires are just $4.99. Our diamond inventory includes rare, GIAD flawless, and triple excellent makes. The Jewelry Exchange has the latest designer styles and will set your diamond while you watch. Seen a design elsewhere? Bring us the design and we can customize it for you on our 3D CAD system and save you as much as 50%. Center of My World pendants are $2.99, half-carat halo rings are $5.99, and 2/5 carat studs are $1.99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of rings, bracelets, pendants, and earrings guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus no interest for 6 months. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City. 650-367-6500. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City or online at jewelryexchange.com.
Weeknights at 6.
But if you're not going to discuss the issues, there's no reason for you to be in talk radio. You may as well continue to do stand-up on Fox News.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I interviewed the now-deceased Boston Marathon bombing suspect, Tamerlan Sonnen, of 2 years ago. The FBI interviewed him and failed to find any incriminating information about him, and they let him go. But what you also should know about your PC FBI under Obama is that they had also interviewed several other terrorists before they committed their vile acts and let them go. They had interviewed, for example, your friend, Major Hassan Nadal, before he killed 13 and wounded 32 in Fort Hood, Texas. They had interviewed Carlos Bledsoe in Little Rock, Arkansas, before he shot up an Army recruiting station in 2009. If I'm not mistaken, that was a year after Obama had twisted the mentality of the FBI, the CIA, the U.S. Army, and DHS. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I have no faith whatsoever that they could ever prevent another act like this again. This is a disgrace, by the way, that the president didn't apologize to the people in Boston for having failed him, because that's what would have been appropriate. What he should have said was, is my FBI failed you, and it won't happen again. I've given them instructions not to use any political correctness, not to be frightened of violating anyone's religious sensibilities. If we suspect them, we're going to hold them. How's that? Then you got Dershowitz, who allegedly talks for Israel in his own mind. He's already taking the side of the bomber in a subtle way. In my mind, in a subtle way. Authorities will regret not reading the Boston bomber Miranda rights. See, a guy like Dershowitz speaks with a forked tongue, in my opinion. Makes believe he's this thing when he's that thing. He's always trying to put himself in front of everything. He's stuck there like a sconce there at Harvard. He's irrelevant. Listen to what Dershowitz had to say about the Boston bomber in clip 11.
There was never a basis for the public safety exception because when they announced it, the police had already announced there was no public safety danger. It was over. They had arrested everybody. They didn't think there was any further risk to the public, so they were using it as a subterfuge. Why will they come to regret it? Because they think this case is going to be made based on videotapes and the physical evidence. But there are two elements to every crime. The actus reus, that is the crime itself, which they'll have no problem proving, and the intention. Now, in order to get the death penalty, they have to prove a terrorist intention. Mm-hmm. Now, in order to do that, they may get the information from him without having Mirandized him. And that information may get kept out of a trial. So they may have blown the death penalty by not giving him his Miranda warning.
You're such a genius, Dershowitz. How do you stand yourself? How do you take yourself? Do you look in a mirror and wonder at how great you are? How do you get to be so brilliant that you think people actually believe things that you say? This is like a bad Woody Allen movie. Every time I see Dershowitz, I think of a bad Woody Allen skit. Alan Dershowitz, to me, is like Larry David with a law degree. Anyway, let's move on. Here's the liberal San Francisco newspaper. Suspect's wife, a talented artist. Friends say she was sweet and dedicated to Islam after converting. She was sweet and dedicated to Islam after converting. Well, I guess it was good for her. She didn't make it as a Catholic, so she found herself in Islam. They didn't live with her, of course. She was a wife of sorts, but apparently they didn't live together. What kind of wife and they're not living together? Catherine Russell was a talented artist, a good student who grew up Christian, the daughter of a suburban doctor. Then she went off to college in Boston. A few years later, dropped out of school, converted to Islam, and was Catherine Sarnavia, a wife of a man who would become a suspect in deadly Boston Marathon bombings and a subject of one of the biggest manhunts in American history. Tamerlan Sarnov, 26, and his brother, whatever, two ethnic Chechen brothers, blah, 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 shrapnel pack, pressure cooker bombs, and she knew nothing about it. Mother knew nothing about it. Aunt knew nothing about it. Sarnava, 24, has avoided the public eye since her identity became known Friday. Dressed in the traditional Muslim headscarf, a hijab, and has refused to answer questions. Those who know her and knew her husband describe her as sweet and dedicated to Islam. Isn't that nice? Her father, Warren Russell, is an emergency doctor. Here it goes. Whose Facebook profile lists his high school alma mater as the elite New Hampshire boarding school Phillips Exeter Academy and college as Yale. What else? I mean, what else would you expect for a daughter if you went to Phillips Exeter and Yale? One thing he didn't go to was Jenny Craig, the father. If you've seen pictures of the ER doctor, if I ever saw him come into the room and I was there, I'd scream for another doctor. He's got a gut on him that precedes his entrance to the ER room. I myself, I'm eating higher gluten foods. I'm so tense. I'm going on a high gluten diet because it's gluing me together. Spaghetti as much as I could eat of it. Bread and butter. Not, I don't need butter. I eat the Smart Balance. Lots of bread, full gluten bread. Spaghetti, it calms me down. Yeah, you stick to your low-gluten diet and wonder why you need Prozac. Most of America is falling apart. Gluten, moron, is a fraction of wheat. Thousands of years, mankind lived on wheat. They didn't know that there was a secret protein inside that was a ticking time bomb. They had no idea till a bunch of hippie potheads in San Francisco, ooh, it's gluten, it's destroying the Western world. The whole Western world, pita bread, wherever you go, wheat. No one knew that. They didn't know there was that God created a horrible product called wheat. It took the hippie doctor to figure it out. So I'm eating as much gluten as I can get my hands on. It's spaghetti, bread. I like a baguette, a nice French baguette. I don't care how much gluten it has in it. I feel better after I eat it. You stick to your low-gluten diet and wonder why I have to see you shrink three times a week. Take a look who's pushing these low-gluten diets. Hysterical nightmare people. Hysterical actresses. Skanks of the lowest order. Know nothing. Uneducated skanks. The couple got married on June 21, 2010 on Monday in a ceremony performed by Imam Talib Mahdi of Masjid al-Khan in Boston's Dorchester neighborhood, according to their marriage certificate, which lists his profession as a driver. He's a driver? Oh, yeah, a limo? A limo driver. Oh, that's how he made a living. I had no idea he was a driver. I thought he was a boxer. Last week he was a boxer. Her lawyer, Amitou DeLuca, said she was a student when she met Tamerlan Sarnov at a nightclub? Wait a minute. She met him at a nightclub and he was a Muslim? Sarnov, who had attended Bunk Hill Community College, was no longer in school and was seeing another woman at the time. They went out for a while, then they stopped, and then they went out again. Sarnov knew nothing about Islam when they met, said a lawyer, and he didn't know if marriage was a motivating factor in a conversion. The reason was that she is a believer, he said. She believes in the tenets of Islam and of the Quran, DeLuca said. She believes in God. Well, apparently he didn't. He apparently didn't believe in God. He believed in nail bombs. She believes in the tenets of Islam. Really? Well, how come she didn't know what her husband was up to? She knew nothing about it? She went mum, though. She went mum. She knew nothing, but she knows how to dummy up. I wonder if she'll deconvert now. You know? I mean, what'd she hire a lawyer for if she's innocent? Well, what if she met him in a nightclub and he's a devout Muslim? What was she doing in the nightclub, Miss Holiness? All right, let's forget about it already. I can't take any more of the story. Just forget about it. It's getting me sick and angry. Sick and angry at everybody I see in the street. I go to Safeway today to buy groceries. The woman behind the counter, I knew it was coming and because she does it to everyone. How is your day going? I wanted to break something. First of all, I don't go in there for a conversation. Till you get out of a Safeway checkout, they try to shake you down. It's like, would you like to contribute? No, I don't want to contribute anything. Just let me buy the bananas and the gluten and get out of here. I want to get the hell out of here. Let me out of here. I'm in a trap here. There's a maniac in front of me asking you about a coupon for a box of cereal for 30 minutes now. There's a fool behind me with a screaming child with ice cream on him, and now they pushed me into the stall. Don't ask me how I am. Ring me up and let me out of here. That's what I wanted to say. I didn't say a word. How's your day going? You hear? How's your day going? Would you like to contribute? No! No, thank you. That's what I'm going through. Neighbors wave at me. I don't even answer. I don't smile back. I can't. I see these white guys with shorts waving at me in the neighborhood, like to say hello. I don't even want to say, how can they be smiling at a time like this, I ask myself. How dumb can they be? We're at war, you schmucks. They've shown us they're at war with us. They've penetrated the country. They're all over the place. There's thousands of them, you idiots, you morons. I want to scream, but I don't. I wait for the radio show, then I scream. Then I have to be Clark Kent. I have to take off the cape and become Clark Kent in the street. Just drive by in the van, grit my teeth with the dog, go home and eat my gluten. That's it. Eat my gluten. That's all I want to do. So let's bring in more. I think that Schumer is right. In order to show what a great nation we are, him and Rubio have it exactly right. We should bring in 30, 40 million unknown immigrants. Well, there may be 10,000 Tamerlans in there, but that's a small price to pay, isn't it? For all of those wonderful, hardworking Mexicans. Think about it. You get 40 million illegal aliens plus their families. And out of that batch, let's say 20 million work, 10 million on welfare, 8 million of criminals, and then you got 10,000 Tamerlans mixed in. But you just build more departments of Homeland Security everywhere. You hire more Janet Napolitanos, and you that way you quell the problem. But the bigger picture shows what a good nation you are. You stick to your American values, and you feel good about yourself, and you take the bags of cash that are given to you in toilets in Brooklyn by immigrant groups, and then you say that it's for the betterment of America. That's how it works. I guess I've watched Boardwalk Empire too many times.
Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995. Or go to web.com/radio.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Oakland police say a woman who was shot and killed in front of a four-year-old child yesterday. Police say the woman, believed to be in her 20s, was with the little boy when she was shot standing outside of a car. The woman died at the scene. Oakland police and the FBI served 16 high-risk narcotics and weapons-related search warrants. The operation ended just after 1 a.m. today. The warrants were served in Oakland, Hayward, San Leandro, and Antioch and resulted in multiple arrests and weapons and narcotic seizures. No one was hurt. Taking a look at traffic, well, right now it looks pretty good out there. Do have a stall just coming in southbound 238 at Castro Valley Boulevard. Looks like it's going to be on the off-ramp there. Southbound 680 at Gold Hill Road have a car fire. It's a trailer reportedly on fire. Should be off to the right shoulder. Now someone reporting it may be sparking a grass fire. CHP fire units on the way to the scene. I'm Dave Fouts, Soft Talk 560 KSFO.
Over 200,000 customers are having a better hair day because of Ovation Cell Therapy.
I had a brush full of hair every day. Since I started using Ovation, my hair is fuller and it's not falling out in the shower or the brush. Ovation also worked for my husband with his breakage. Thanks for a wonderful product.
I'm a 40-year-old woman with extremely fine hair, and I've been coloring it for over 25 years. Using Ovation has decreased my hair loss and increased the fullness of my hair. I plan on using this product for the rest of my life.
Ovation works great. After my baby was born, my hair was falling out and breaking off like crazy. Now my hair looks and feels better and is growing faster than it ever has. Thanks, Ovation.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. Ovationhair.com.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
How do you choose the right replacement window? On the phone today, we have Matt Miller from Renewal by Anderson Replacement Windows. Matt, from what I understand, poor quality vinyl windows have a lot of problems.
There's a misconception that vinyl is the best modern window material, but vinyl is just another word for plastic. Most builders-grade vinyl windows we replace are less than 10 years old. There's stacks of these things in the landfill. Our windows are custom-built from our patented Vibrex, which is twice as strong as vinyl. Ron, Vibrex windows last, so you'll replace your windows just once.
Is it true you guys don't provide estimates? You actually provide something even better?
Estimates change. Customers want a price they can count on. During your free window diagnosis, we measure your windows, listen to your needs, and go over all the style and color options. Then we give you not an estimate, but a to-the-penny price quote that's good for one full year.
Now, what about that special that Renewal by Anderson has going on?
Great spring special. Buy just five windows, and your sixth is absolutely free. And you can pair this deal with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a full year. What that means is that you get your free windows now, and you don't have to pay for them until 2014.
Great. Thanks, Matt, for a very limited time, by the way, with Renewal by Anderson. You can buy just five windows, and that sixth window is free, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. For more info, call 1-800-417-1010. 1-800-417-1010. That's 1-800-417-1010 or visit goodwindowpayment.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
The other day when I was on the radio, in fact, Tuesday, April 23rd, my newsletter was headlined as follows. I blame the terrorist mother for the Boston bombings. Now, why did I say that? Am I a misogynist? No. What I said was a little history lesson behind the Boston terrorists, and I said the mother is to blame for the way the sons turned out. And I asked the audience, who do you blame the most for this terror attack in Boston? Michael Savage asked his audience and then added, first, let's blame the mother. She named one of her sons after Tamerlane, the vicious Muslim-Mongol conqueror. He lived between 1336 and 1405, you see. He was a vicious beast who invaded India and other countries and killed thousands of people. He was notoriously cruel to Muslims and non-Muslims alike. He even built pyramids of human skulls in India. Now, if you named your son Hitler, what would you expect him to grow up to be, an eye surgeon? But with the geldings that we have in the intelligence community, I doubt they asked the mother about this. Neither did the sad sack drug addicts in the media. They're emasculated geldings also. They have more sympathy for these killers than they do for the victims in Boston. Now, I'm not going to ask you a question. That's it. That's the whole statement. Boom. That's all. What more should I say to you? That's the truth. That's the savage truth. Now we go on to the next little story for you. See, I'm not going to talk about Obamacare. I'm not going to talk about the five presidents today because it's boring. It's not that he's a terror-loving president. Don't be confused about it. It's that he's Muslim-friendly. Let me take a call. Nick, thanks for calling the Savage Nation from WABC. Go ahead, please.
Michael, 30 years in law enforcement. How come you're the one that gets it and major media will never acknowledge you? Because they don't want to hear from people like you, you see. They want to dumb down the rest of this nation, as they've been doing since the end of World War II. You hit the nail.
Well, I'll answer your question. It doesn't matter to me whether they acknowledge me or not. All that matters is that I have an audience who clamors for the truth and will find it. Truth is like water. It will seep out through stone if it has to. And people are parched for the truth. They're dying of starvation in this country. They're dying of a lack of the water of truth, and they have to lick a rock to lick a rock to find it. I'm talking about the few. I'm not talking about the many. So, you know, I don't really care about the masses right now. The masses are asses. Let them pay attention to some goon with a basketball with tattoos on his neck. What do I care what they listen to? Held up by the media as role models. Illiterate submorons. Illiterate submorons. They go to North Korea, kiss the feet of a mass murderer. That's who I'm supposed to look up to? Dancing with morons. So pay no attention to them. The show is about the truth. If it has to seep through a rock, you'll find it. Must I reduce everything to a simple concept for you to understand the danger you're in because of men like Schumer? Do you understand the danger you're in because of Quislings like that fraud Rubio? Because he has a Hispanic last name? Suddenly he's... What's wrong with you people? What is wrong with you? Can't you see he's a Quisling? So nevertheless, Rubio is now wanting to push with Schumer and that other fraud more immigration. This should end immigration until we clean out the entire flock of those who are in this country. Go through every one of them. Every one of them. Every last one of them. Put them through a second interview. Are you crazy? Let's say you're living on a mountaintop and you have a farm with 1,000 people, a community of 1,000 people, and there's been no attacks in your community. You're self-sufficient. You have enough food. You've got enough corn and livestock. You're exporting food from your farm. There's very little disease. It's God's promised land. Now you start bringing in immigrants to your community. You say, well, look, oh, they're so poor. Let them live on the perimeters of the farm. But they're not going to work. We're going to work for them because we have so much. We can afford it. So we'll give them extra corn, extra wheat. We'll give them some of the meat. They don't have to work. They don't even want to worship in your church because they don't believe in your religion. Oh, let them build their own. You know what? We believe in freedom of religion. Let them build their own religious enterprise, their own religious institution on your farm. All right. What's that? There's a lot of those religious things going up. They're not working, and they're in their religion. What's this about? Then the bombs start going off. And every time you catch one, it's one of them. So, well, you know what? Let's bring in more of them so they feel comfortable. Are you crazy? That's what Schumer and Rubio want you to do. That's what they want you to do. Now, I realize this sounds offensive to you because you've been brainwashed. And when your brain is completely and thoroughly washed, truth sounds offensive. Truth sounds offensive. But I'm going to remind you of something. Something that Winston Churchill taught us. And what he taught the world was is that the First Amendment was written. He didn't call it the First Amendment because the Brits don't have the First Amendment. They have no freedom of speech. But he said freedom of speech was written for offensive speech, not for polite speech. It was not written for polite people who smile at each other and don't offend each other. The First Amendment was written for offensive speech. I understand that. I'm in the offensive speech business. I don't go out of my way to be offensive, but every word I utter is offensive to someone. I have a massive audience that loves me. And then there's a massive audience of anti-American haters, many of whom were born here, whose brains are so twisted with hatred for this country that they take anything patriotic and they say it's hateful. Well, so be it. It's their loss. It's their loss. And there's nothing I can do about lost souls. There's a whole lost generation in America right now. Unfortunately, there's too many of them. And even more unfortunately now, they're using drugs to such an extent that I don't think we could ever save them. Marijuana is the final nail in their coffin of idiocy, stupidity, anti-Americanism, and the inability to understand the first thing about reality. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Is your psoriasis causing you pain and discomfort like stinging, itching, and burning? Until you find a solution that works, these symptoms won't go away. If you've been living with the pain of psoriasis for too long and want a trusted solution, try Seroderm. Seroderm delivers relief for your psoriasis in an easy and safe topical treatment. It was developed by Dr. Yoram Harth, a leading dermatologist, and it helps stop the stinging, itching, and burning. Best of all, Seroderm works anywhere you have psoriasis, including your legs, elbows, back and arms. During this limited time radio offer, you can try Seroderm risk-free. All you have to do is call now. Just call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. You don't have to live with the constant frustration and discomfort caused by your psoriasis. Find relief now and call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Just call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352.
This is Mark Flagel, inviting you to visit Flagel's Home Furnishings during our store-wide spring sale. For over 100 years, the Stickley Company has been making heirloom quality furniture and was the first to introduce Mission Furniture to America. During our spring sale, Flagel's is offering the entire line of Stickley furniture at savings of 30 to 50%. Included are living room, bedroom, and dining room collections, leather sofas, chairs, and recliners. In addition, in-stock leather chairs by Theodore Alexander and Hancock & Moore are reduced 50% off the retail price. If you're ready to relax in a comfortable leather chair, this is the time to visit Flagel's. Of course, all Brown Jordan outdoor furniture is at special sale prices, too. Enjoy graceful outdoor living this summer with award-winning Brown Jordan furniture from Flagel's. Flagel's Fine Furniture and Interior Design, Santa Cruz Avenue, Menlo Park, at the Marketplace in San Ramon, and on the web at flagels.com.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
40 days and 40 nights might have been fine for Noah, but not when it comes to getting a home loan. Don't get taken for a long boat ride by some big bank when you could fund your loan in a matter of days at Crestline Funding. Hi, I'm Scott Brown, president of Crestline Funding. Not only will we get your loan done fast, we'll do it for no cost. No points, no fees with a 2.75% fixed rate and APR. That's right, no points, no fees with a 2.75% rate and APR. Crestline Funding is a local lender that's funded billions of dollars of loans to California families just like you. And right now, you can get a no-cost fixed rate loan at just 2.75% rate and APR. Don't miss the boat on this great offer that can save you thousands over the life of your loan. Call Crestline Funding today at 800-299-9400. 800-299-9400. 800-299-9400. Crestline Funding, your friend in the mortgage business.
Based on $417,000 loan amount. Owner occupied, 75% LTV with impounds. 10-year term. Not all applicants will qualify. DRE number 01190897. NMLS 1978.
Weekdays at noon.
I'm putting my faith in the American people that they're waking up from this hypnotic trance known as Obamaism.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I don't know what I want to talk about with regard to the news. I have 200 stories. I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to make an announcement, okay? And that's because I have to wake you up. I did try to warn you. I put the evidence out there for everyone to see in the first edition of Trickle Down Tyranny. I explained that Barack Obama is the most corrupt American president since the days of Tammany Hall, but you weren't paying attention. You reelected one of the most unprincipled men who's ever held the office of president of the United States. And I'll tell you why I refer to Tammany Hall when I describe this administration. I am reading to you a new introduction to the paperback version of Trickle-Down Tyranny, which just came out. But I wrote this for the new edition. Those of you who didn't have the money to buy the hardcover, I suggest you go to a bookstore. I'm not Abby Hoffman. I'm not saying steal this book, but why don't you read the introduction where I say I try to warn you? And I'll tell you why I refer to Tammany Hall when I describe this administration. Tammany Hall was the building that housed the New York City-based Democratic Party political organization that controlled politics and doled out patronage to its cronies for more than a century. It wasn't until a Republican, Fiorello LaGuardia, was elected New York City mayor in 1932 that Tammany Hall's graft and corruption was effectively ended. Did you know that LaGuardia was a Republican? I'll bet you didn't. But he was one of the most honest and beloved mayors in New York history, unlike the creature from the Black Lagoon that's in the Gracie Mansion now. That was a real mayor, but he was a Republican, LaGuardia, as opposed to a Quisling. As one writer explains, the name Tammany Hall was synonymous with rigging elections, awarding municipal contracts, and handing out patronage jobs. Today in the Obama administration, we are witnessing Tammany Hall-style graft and corruption on a scale that couldn't have been imagined back then. The arrogance of the newly reelected president is apparent with every pronouncement he makes. We saw it as Obama couldn't be bothered to stay around to complete the fiscal cliff negotiations, but rather delegated the responsibility to underlings while he took a $7 million family vacation. He didn't bother to return to Washington to sign the bill that was finally negotiated, but instead used a robot pen from Hawaii. A recently published list of the 10 most wanted corrupt politicians for 2012 includes most of the key people in the Obama administration. By the way, I give references to every statement I make. Here's the short list of the most wanted corrupt politicians for 2012 in my new paperback edition of Trickle-Down Tyranny. One, Obama's Energy Secretary Stephen Chu approved more than $16 billion in government-backed loans to companies that Obama's political bundlers, large donors, or National Finance Committee members either owned or were directly involved in. In another age, they'd be in prison. Both Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice insisted that the Benghazi murders of the American ambassador to Libya and three other Americans were a spontaneous response to a web video criticizing Islam. Rice went on all the major talk shows to repeat the big lie, then along with the president himself, taped a video message perpetuating the lie. To this day, not a single official involved in the Benghazi killings has been fired for their criminally negligent disregard for the safety of our envoys in the most dangerous regions of the world. Speaking about the State Department, former American security official Eric Nordstrom said, "For me, the Taliban is on the inside of the building." Barack Obama tops the 10 most corrupt list. He's been at the center of more fraudulent activity than any president in our history. In what was described as a breathtaking violation of the separation of powers, and, quote, more than an unconstitutional attempt to circumvent the Senate's advising consent role, Obama made a recessed appointment of three leftist cronies to seats in the National Labor Relations Board, guaranteeing pro-union, anti-right-to-work decisions will be handed down. Reference number four. A few months before the 2012 presidential election, Obama issued an executive order suspending the policy of deporting illegal immigrants, a clear violation of the U.S. Constitution. Reference five. Upwards of 2 million illegal immigrants applied for relief from deportation following the executive order, reference 6. An estimated 180,000 illegal aliens are registered to vote in Florida, reference 7. And estimates range as high as 1.6 million illegal aliens having voted in the 2012 presidential election across the United States, reference 8. Obama also asserted executive privilege in order that Attorney General Eric Holder would not be prosecuted for withholding key documents requested by Congress during investigation of the Fast and Furious gun-running scandal, reference 9. The executive privilege claim was made in response to Holder's having been served with a criminal contempt of Congress citation, the only one ever received by an attorney general in U.S. history, reference 10. I am reading to you the 10 most corrupt officials in the 10 most corrupt officials in American history or modern American history. And it is from the introduction to the paperback edition of Trickle Down Tyranny. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. I tried to warn you. I put the evidence out there for everyone to see in the first edition of Trickle Down Tyranny. I explained that Barack Obama is the most corrupt American president since the days of Tammany Hall, but you weren't paying attention, okay? Then I describe what Tammany Hall was. I'm going to move now to the third page of the introduction of why I say these things, and you'll see if I'm wrong or right. During the fiscal cliff negotiations, Republicans knuckled under on every important issue during the negotiations, agreeing to every one of Obama's crony capitalist giveaways of taxpayer money. They let General Electric CEO Jeffrey Immelt continue to use a little-known tax code provision known as the active financing exception to move profits offshore and thus pay no U.S. corporate tax whatsoever, despite the fact that the company generates approximately $5 billion in revenue every year in the U.S. alone. GE, along with financial giant Citigroup, was successful in lobbying to make sure that an extension of this provision was part of the fiscal cliff deal, making sure that it could continue to pay no tax on billions in revenue. Now I ask you, is that not corruption? Is that not corruption? Is that not the equivalent of graft? That is equivalent of graft. That's Tammany Hall. Because if we lived in a fair country, General Electric, Microsoft, Google, and the other companies that are getting away with murder by paying no taxes or low taxes would be hauled into tax court and be forced to pay their fair share, and we wouldn't have the citizens of America taxed to death by this Tammany Hall administration in the White House. All in the introduction to Trickle Down Tyranny paperback. I'll go on. See if you agree or disagree. Tell me how you can be a liberal and disagree with me. If you're a liberal, what you're saying, GE should have the tax break? Then you're not a liberal. Even a liberal would agree with me. Don't call and say, I'm a liberal and I agree with you on that, but I hate you on everything else. I don't want to hear that kind of call. Let me read the rest of the introduction to the paperback addiction. Republicans failed to object as green energy companies like the American Wind Energy Association got extensions of wind energy tax credits, despite the fact that wind farms are among the most ecologically destructive, economically untenable operations imaginable. Reference 13. The Motion Picture Association of America, group of Hollywood film producers who are among the most rabid of Obama's supporters and the people who bear much of the responsibility for the culture of violence in this country, got tax extensions in the fiscal cliff deal for producing films. These and hundreds of other tax credits were the result of last-minute negotiations that produced a bill loaded with pork that failed to address our $16 trillion debt while leaving Obama free to increase it by more than $4 trillion over the next 4 years. Obama is in league with nothing less than a global financial mob that manipulates markets and interest rates in order to maintain a stranglehold on the world economy. This gang of financial oligarchs includes the major banks around the world and governments of every failing Western economy, including that of the United States. This is in the introduction. I don't mince words. I don't mince words. China's increasingly aggressive posture has caused growing tensions between China and Japan, so much so that Japan recently sent, etc. I don't have to read every detail. I don't want to get too strident now. It's late at night for most of you. I talk about other things in the introduction. I talk about the Republican National Convention. This is good writing. I'll read it to you. 1 week mail after another came to the stage during the RNC convention. A Fatso TV prize winner singing God Bless America, sounding and appearing like a castrato. Ann Romney telling the Islamist killers, China's murderers, etc., that her husband, who should lead the free world, ironed his own shirt that morning and does his own laundry. No single eunuch speaker dared to tackle the big problems destroying America, namely the hordes of illegal aliens eating away at the nation's schools and hospitals in unity, the welfare and food stamp leeches, the Afghani soldiers shooting our boys in the back, the corrupt, incompetent, America-hating occupants of the White House, the billions in fraudulent loans and contracts to his cronies, the corrupt senators and congressmen whose husbands and wives are feasting on lost taxpayer billions, the executive orders that have stolen our freedoms. I'll stop here. The Republican National Convention proved that the two parties had merged into one, that there was no resistance whatsoever to the Democratic takeover. I then write, what's needed is a new political party, the Nationalist Party. The Nationalist Party must stand for three things that I have talked about since the beginning of the Savage Nation radio program: borders, language, and culture. The Tea Party is the basis of a new nationalist party, but the Tea Party itself is splintered because no dynamic leader has emerged to unite it. and lead it from a decentralized grassroots movement into a unified political party with a coherent message for the American people. See, I could lead it, but I'm not going to. I'm that voice. I've been the voice. I'm actually the grandfather of the Tea Party. Americans are frustrated and disgusted by what they see our political structure has become. A corrupt band of politicians, none of whom is capable of looking beyond the manufactured crisis of the moment to articulate a vision for a future in which our American values are the basis of developing political policy. What is needed is a leader who unites the diverse elements of the conservative movement in America in the same way King David united the ancient tribes of Israel. But the Nationalist Party's King David has not emerged. It's going to take a great deal of time and resources to create and grow the Nationalist Party. One of the first things the new leader would have to do is to redefine the term nationalist. As far back as the 1930s, leftist Democrats started linking genuine conservatives in America with Adolf Hitler's National Socialist Party, the Nazi Party in Germany. It was during that time that the term nationalist came to mean fascist and was linked to the conservative resistance to communism. The term continues to be used to brand conservatives and nationalists as fascists to this day. The leftists who corrupted the term nationalist are themselves internationalists, committed to the elimination of national borders altogether, to merging the countries of the world into a global community without borders. I go on in there. Barack Obama is nothing more than a tool of the international left, the internationalists who want nothing less than to eliminate the borders between nations and meld the cultures of these nations into some sort of hybrid with no true character of its own as they bring the world under the thumb of a single governing oligarchy. I go on. And I go on and on and on in the introduction to the paperback edition of Trickle-Down Tyranny. I believe it's in the bookstores now.
Savage.